This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 minute musical radio show for June 2026. How does classical music play a part of Steven Spielberg's life as an American film director and musician? And what musical instrument does he play? Steven Spielberg was born on December 18, 1946, to Lee Adler Posner Spielberg, a concert pianist, and Arnold Spielberg, an electrical engineer involved in developing computers in Cincinnati, Ohio. He is the oldest of four siblings. When his father was hired by RCA in 1952, his family moved to Haddon Township, New Jersey. Steven was raised in a musical household. His mom was a concert pianist. He studied the clarinet and played in the school band. His parents took him to classical concerts. He, quote, recalls his parents taking him to see Cecil de DeMille's The Greatest Show on Earth of 1952. He had never seen a movie before and thought they were taking him to the circus. He was terrified by the movie's crash, end quote. He asked for a train for Hanukkah. At an early age, quote, he recreated it with his Lionel trains and filmed it, end quote. He recalls, quote, the trains went round and round, and after a while that got boring, and I had this 8mm camera, and I staged a train wreck and filmed it. That was hard on the trains, but then I could cut the film lots of different ways and look at it over and over, end quote. Quote, this was his first home movie, end quote. Steven Spielberg attended Hebrew school for his bar mitzvah and became a bar mitzvah at 13 years of age. A bar mitzvah, quote, is a Jewish religious ceremony for a boy to reach his religious adulthood to be responsible for his ethical behavior, accept responsibility and laws in the Torah, end quote. Steven's family, quote, was involved in the synagogue and had many Jewish friends. Of the Holocaust, he said his parents, quote, talked about it all the time, and so it was always on my mind, end quote. His father, quote, had lost 16 to 20 relatives in the Holocaust, end quote. When Spielberg was 13 years old, he, quote, made 40-minute war film called Escape to Nowhere with a cast of classmates, end quote. His film, quote, won first prize in a statewide competition, end quote. He continued making films through his high school years, quote, about 15 to 20 8mm adventure films, end quote. Spielberg remembers, quote, that my dad told me stories about World War II constantly. I knew, based on the stories my dad and his friends were telling about World War II, that there was no glory in war, and it was ugly, and it was cruel. It was, you know, visually devastating. And so I thought someday, if I ever do make a war movie for real, it's got to be something that tells the truth about those experiences had been for those young 17, 18, 19-year-old boys storming Omaha Beach, let's say, end quote. He became a Boy Scout in 1958 and attained his rank of Eagle Scout by fulfilling, quote, a requirement for the photography merit badge by making a 9-minute 8mm Western, The Last Gunfight, end quote. He used, quote, his father's movie camera to make amateur features, end quote. On every scout trip, quote, he began taking the camera along, end quote. Quote, Spielberg played clarinet in his high school bands, and in 1964 at 17, he scored his own feature-length debut, Firelight, composed on clarinet and transposed for his high school orchestra with help from his mother. Quote, if I weren't a filmmaker, Spielberg confessed, quote, I'd probably be in music. I'd be a starving composer somewhere in Hollywood right now. Hopefully not starving, but probably would not have been successful, end quote. Steven Spielberg's beating with John Williams. Quote, in the fall of 1972, John Williams, 40 years old, the father of three teenagers, a serious old soul musician with nearly 20 years in the business, found himself seated across from an excitable, nerdy director, 25 years old, who had just been offered his first feature. John, who never paid much heed to the films or TV of his youth, was encountering a kid from Arizona who worshipped movies, who had been collecting soundtracks since he was 10, and who whistled Make Me Rainbows, a song John wrote for the 1967 movie Fitzwillie, starring Dick Van Dyke, to an bemused John during lunch, end quote. When John Williams, film composer, quote, needed a clarinet for the Jaws soundtrack, Spielberg volunteered, end quote, to play on his clarinet. Quote, at the opening of the Polish version of Spielberg's music, Schindler's List, he played in the Klezmer Band on his clarinet, end quote. Some of Steven Spielberg's movies of the 20th and 21st centuries, The Color Purple, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws 1, E.T., Extraterrestrial, Jurassic Park Trilogy, Schindler's List, and the Indiana Jones Trilogy. Steven Spielberg is an American film director, husband, father, grandfather, and musician.